The future of Springbok rugby looks promising. We are presently back-to-back Rugby World Cup champions. The Boks also hold the Rugby Championship, Freedom Cup, Mandela Plate and Qatar Airways Cup. But there are no guarantees it will always be this way. And so in this episode, you are going to get a front row seat to the latest goings-on in the Junior Springbok camp. The youngsters have just returned from Georgia, where they played two matches against their under-20 counterparts from that country. Although I did find the presence of an all-black referee something of a concern. Just kidding. The boys did well, winning both internationals. There was also a third game against a local club side. Coach Kevin Foote took a group of 30 players over to Georgia. Now, it's been a long time since South Africa won the under-20 World Championship. 2012 is 13 years ago, and it has felt in recent years as if the boys have gone backwards. Now, obviously, that's not pound for pound, because the team is not the same every year. But England and France do seem to be producing better youngsters each year, and eventually that is going to bleed into the senior side. And it's a good thing SA Rugby is doing something to arrest the slide. They have brought back certain development programs that were paused at around the time of COVID, for example. And they are taking the under-20s seriously. I'm of the view that if we take anything in rugby seriously in South Africa, then we will prove to be successful. In previous years, the under-20s basically got together in and around the time of the World Championship and then had a couple of weeks worth of training and then hope for the best. What put us in trouble was the fact that our under-20 counterparts in Europe are now playing in a Six Nations designed specifically for the age group category. Thankfully, last year, we saw the introduction of an under-20 rugby championship. The extra time together in a competition, as well as a tour like this one to Georgia, is really about fine-tuning things like set pieces, tactical nuances like kicking, running lines and defensive patterns. Otherwise, you're effectively picking a barbarians team and saying, go out there, give it a go, and let's see if we're good enough to win. So something I'm keen to watch is our lineout, mauls, and maul defense. These are three areas that Coach Foote has specifically singled out that they are working on. So the Junior Springboks won the first international against Georgia, 38-27. The players who particularly impressed me were Lox Heinrich Tron, Mornay Fenter, blindside flank Yabo Nzamela, because you know how much I love a loose forward, and this kid looks tremendous, I might add. Scrum half Zeke January, outside center Dominic Malchas, and fullback Guillermo Mentu. Now, it was far from perfect. I think the boys will need to work on their discipline and overall defense. But they did win all three games. 27-12 was the score in the second international. And it was great to see in that second game that the boys actually had proper rugby jerseys to wear. Who knows what was going on in the previous match. But I think just this time together, plus the camps in Stellenbosch, is going to go a really long way towards helping this team gel. And come the under-20 World Championship later this year, you are going to see a junior Springbok team that is perhaps better prepared than any other previously. Of course, I want us to win every tournament we play in, whether that's the Springboks, the Junior Springboks, the Blitzbocker, or the Women's Springboks, or any other, the Women's Sevens, any other iteration of the box. But I also accept that there's not a very practical expectation on my part. The other teams also have good players, sometimes better players, and it shows from time to time. South Africa has not won the under-20 world title since 2012. But if we can at least be as best prepared as possible, then that will go a long way towards helping. I think in the last few years, we really have seen a talented group of players almost thrown in at the deep end. And I would defend our coaches too. You can hardly expect them to work miracles at the 11th hour. Right, so next up, for our boys is the Under 20 Rugby Championship. That's against Argentina, Australia, and New Zealand. And then the actual Under 20 World Championship. That's going to be taking place in Italy this year. I'm not yet at a point where I feel confident saying that we'll win it, but I'm certainly feeling a lot better about things, especially compared to previous years. How do you feel about our junior box? Do you watch their matches? Did you watch their matches against Georgia? And what did you make of them? Let me know in the comment section down below. And just before I go, guys, I'd like to invite you to head on over to my Patreon page and sign up as a patron. It starts from as little as $5 per month. I know the rand is not what it once was, but $5 per month is your way of supporting me. I would love to do this channel full time. I would also love to go to the Rugby World Cup in 2027 and cover the tournament for you from down under with daily coverage. I would love to make this a fan-funded channel. And in order to help me reach that target, you can head on over to Patreon and sign up as a patron. There are incredible benefits, like, for example, you could stand a chance to win Springbok match tickets. You could stand a chance to win the new James Small biography. In fact, as it stands, if you are one of my patrons, you are guaranteed to actually get yourself a copy of that new James Small biography. So that's a great idea. That's a great reason to sign up. Other things that you can expect, maybe I might write you an ebook on your favorite Springbok rugby player, and we might even watch a classic match together and analyze the tactics on the day. We can also have quarterly Zoom calls. It all depends on what tier you sign up for. It starts from $5 per month, and I would love it if you would head on over there to support me. Alternatively, you can share this podcast with your friends or anyone who you think would get great value out of Front Row Rugby, and I look forward to speaking to you next time.